Stay tuned after the show for a message from Morgan Stanley.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. President Donald Trump is turning the federal bureaucracy in his favor. Senate Republicans are taking his side. The Attorney General has authorized a Justice Department probe of election irregularities. Even in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, some State House Republicans are calling for an audit of the election. You're witnessing what might be the last gasp of Trumpism. If Trump has a dominant ideology, it's the people on his side. His administration and his party should be unbendingly loyal to him. And what you're seeing right now is the political and governmental machinery that he controls succumb to his anger at losing the election. And with 71 days until Inauguration Day, this kind of behavior has a rapidly approaching termination date.
Of course, as with anything in his universe, this strain of Trumpism is a game of sorts, an act in which the cast is aiming to please Donald Trump. But in reality, all of this is a little bit less than meets the eye. Senate Republicans are suggesting the president's time is limited and he needs to produce evidence, and soon. Joe Biden's team is considering legal action to force the government to start the transition effort. Attorney General Bill Barr's memorandum is filled with caveats. And furthermore, the top Justice Department official in charge of election law quit in protest.
But all that said, Trump is planning to launch a leadership pact to keep doling out money to Republicans, so he's clearly not planning to go far. So who is on board? Zach Montalero and Josh Gerstein have a story up on a coalition of Republican attorney generals filing an amicus brief behind Trump's legal challenges. But the Times notes that there's a growing discomfort within the law firms representing Trump on their involvement in the election lawsuits. And here's what's driving the day. Biden will deliver remarks on healthcare in the afternoon in Wilmington, Delaware. Kamala Harris will join him. The two will also hold briefings with transition advisors. Vice President Mike Pence will attend the Senate lunch at 1 p.m. The president continues to have nothing on his public schedule.
The NRCC is spiking the football. The House GOP election arm has a new memo about his wins, which we put in playbook this morning. Quote of the day, Joe Manchin in a Burgess Everett and Heather Cagle story said this, Chuck, that's Chuck Schumer, has to understand we need to take a strong look at ourselves. I've watched the last three elections, 2016, 2018, and 2020. We truly should have been in the majority, and it didn't happen. Whatever our message is, it hasn't worked, and I would hope that our leadership from the top to bottom understands it. It has not worked, and if we're going down that path again, we're in trouble. The coronavirus is still raging. 10.1 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. 238,251 Americans have died. The Post is reporting the coronavirus has hit records in Maryland and Virginia amid a national spike, while the infection rate doubled in recent weeks. The Post is also reporting the FDA has authorized Eli Lilly's antibody drug that Trump supported, but notes supplies will be limited.
And the Wall Street Journal has a look at how the next challenge related to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is giving it to enough people. The AP reports that experts are saying there's no need to cancel Thanksgiving, but people should play it safe. And the Times has a look at how the administration could restore Obama's foreign policy as familiar faces like Antony Blinken and others could be back in the mix. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Morgan Stanley is committed to giving back and to fostering meaningful dialogue among people and communities. See how Morgan Stanley, through demonstrating its core values, is giving back to the communities where we live and work at morganstanley.com.